As we've just heard, the scheduled transfer of limited power to an Iraqi government is only 64 days away, and it's still not clear what that government will look like or who will be in it. The members of the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council have been talking about this issue. They have a particular interest in it, since the odds are that the council is about to be scrapped. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Baghdad.
It comes down to this. Should the Iraqis who stepped forward as leaders under the U.S. occupation now be dumped? Since its appointment by the U.S., the 25-member Iraqi Governing Council has failed to win much popular support. Worsening violence and economic upheaval have undermined its efforts to shake off allegations of cronyism and ineffectiveness. Its members, particularly those who spent the Saddam years in exile, have found it difficult to win acceptance from an Iraqi population which is increasingly wary of those now governing them under occupation.
I don't think that those people should come either to Iraq because they are foreigners. They are not Iraqis. They have left Iraq 30 years ago.
Baghdad resident Haber Mukhtar. The other day he turned up to see three governing council members. The three were panelists at what was billed as a town hall meeting with several hundred Baghdad residents. It was held inside the so-called Green Zone, the occupation authority's headquarters, surrounded by razor wire and concrete breeze box. The audience was invited. The meeting began with three long and dreary speeches from the council members. Disappointed, Haber Mukhtar walked out halfway, saying it was going nowhere.
The situation is they are speaking about security where no security. They are speaking about freedom where no freedom. They are speaking about laws while there are no laws. So it's absolutely nothing.
The job of figuring out what happens next lies largely with the United Nations envoy to Iraq, Lakhdar Brahimi, although the U.S. is sure to veto anything to which it objects. Brahimi said he would accept a few council members in the interim government, but the bulk of them should go and try their hands at elections in due course. Clearly mindful of the council's unpopularity, Brahimi's been talking about an interim government of what he calls credible and honest Iraqis with expertise, essentially technocrats. This has angered Ahmed Chalabi, an Iraqi governing council member and a man once tipped as Iraq's next leader, who's enjoyed strong support from the Pentagon. He spoke to Fox TV this weekend.
Mr. Brahimi is an Algerian with an Arab nationalist agenda. He already is a controversial figure in Iraq. He is not a unifying figure. And I believe that he should be more sensitive to the realities of Iraq.
For the next few days, members of the Iraqi Governing Council are holding talks with Iraqis from across the political, ethnic and religious spectrum. The signs are they're pressing the case for their political survival. Among other things, they're believed to be pushing the idea of an expanded council, a move they hope would broaden their popular support. But they've a lot of public cynicism to overcome. Suadi El-Fahaji is director of planning at the Ministry of Trade and an activist in humanitarian groups. She also walked out of the town hall meeting.
Look, Adar,
I would say that they are only tools in the hands of the Americans. They don't have any opinion, they don't have any voice.
For people like Dr. Ahmed El-Barak, a human rights lawyer and a governing council member, such allegations are upsetting. He argues well-intentioned Iraqis who want to serve their country in these tumultuous days shouldn't be discarded. He points out his own foray into politics has been at great personal risk.
There was an ambush for my convoy, and three of my bodyguards have been injured, and there must be some sacrifice sometimes in order to make the others believe in you.
For him, the UN envoy, Lakhdar Brahimi's formula for Iraq's next step, is mistaken.
Any government of in the world must have some technocrat, especially the ministers, you know. But you need politicians. They must have a political view for the political problems and the social problems in Iraq.
But politicians or no politicians, the U.S. and Iraqis know that the government after June 30th will have limited powers. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Baghdad.